Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 248 for Monday, February 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended on a weaker note Monday, following losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 below unchanged, with the March contract checking in at $470.60 a ton. That's down $4.80. Speculators selling was a key feature of the day, while the March contract found some support at the $470 level. European rapeseed futures and crude oil were both lower, which dragged on soybeans. The Canadian dollar was slightly stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Farmer selling has been reasonably steady, and it appears South America could soon be selling large supplies of soybeans on the global market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 1 cent lower, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.71 a bushel. Forecasts of favorable weather for major corn-growing regions in Brazil were bearish for the Chicago corn futures. The market was also weighed down by equities. Technical trading was a factor as prices pulled back to support the 50-day moving average. Soybeans were down 2 to 3 cents, with the March contract coming in at $8.79 a bushel. Weather forecasts are calling for mostly mild weather in South America, which was bearish for U.S. soybean sellers. Traders could be reluctant to buy right now as the global market is well supplied. Wheat was down 4 to 5 cents, with the March contract checking in at $4.74 a bushel. Last week, wheat prices rose on speculation Russia would start to limit the amount of corn it uses for exports. However, lately those ideas have started to fade, and that was bearish for the market. Weak equity futures mean the wheat market will likely stay range-bound for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.